Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Nettingham, and today being joined by the Iowa State Patrol Sergeant, Alex Dinkla. And Alex, thanks so much for taking the time to talk today.
No, appreciate you having me, and we're just hoping for a safe July 4th holiday weekend out here, that everybody gets to enjoy the festivities, gets to enjoy a little family time. But we always want to make sure that we encourage everybody to make sure that they do it safely.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, and you know, like you said, that is under a week to go. And I know, you know, the Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau is kind of reminding all drivers, no one's a good drunk driver, kind of their campaign. And so obviously, you know, I know there's been conversations and reminders about that, but just, can you just reiterate how important it is not to get behind the wheel whenever you have been drinking?
There's been plenty of talk over the last many years, how dangerous drunk driving is. But we also want to remind people that buzz driving is the same as drunk driving. You may think that you just had a couple drinks, you're going to be okay. But it's always a good reminder that if you've had anything to drink, don't risk it. It's not worth it. Find that designated driver. Find that sober driver. Find that awesome friend that's going to get you home safely, because it just takes a matter of seconds to change your life or change somebody else's life. And it's plain and simple. It is just not worth it to go through an OWI, go through a fatality injury collision, get home safely, and that way you can wake up the next day and head out to work or wherever you may be. We want to make sure that people are safe and responsible.
Absolutely. And I know sometimes with different holidays, you know, this is a issue for sure. But I know the 4th of July, that kind of stands out as one of the deadliest times. You know, in your opinion, why do you think that is compared to other holidays?
You know, we look at some of the numbers, and over the last 5 years, there have been 32 fatalities over this holiday weekend of July 4th. And 50% of those are alcohol related. And many times, oftentimes, when people have get-togethers, they're going to go out and have a family event. They choose to incorporate alcohol with that. And on one hand, that is not dangerous. That is not a problem. But it is always a cautionary reminder that if you're going to use alcohol, it does not work well with driving or operating a motor vehicle. And that's sometimes, unfortunately, what people choose to do is get behind that wheel because they think they're okay to drive. And then a few miles down the road, they realize they weren't so lucky.
Yeah, and again, we are speaking with the Iowa State Patrol Sergeant, Alex Dinkla. So, you know, Alex, when it comes to that, if you know, hey, I'm going out, might have a few drinks, is it important? Well, not is it, I know it is, but plan things beforehand, before you go out and get a designated driver and stuff like that. Can you kind of walk us through what you should do there?
Absolutely. You know, it's not a huge problem to solve. There's many different resources out there. If you're going to an event with multiple people, I'm sure there's that one person that maybe just doesn't feel like drinking that day and wants to be that sober driver, wants to be that responsible person. Pick out those resources before you're headed out or shortly before you get there. There's many rideshare opportunities that you can do. And even Dole Distributing has an agreement with rideshare services around the metro area. They will get you home safely. We look at the fatality so far this year, and 128 people as of today have lost their lives on Iowa roadways. We don't need any more. Those are families, friends, loved ones, coworkers, and communities that are affected by those fatalities. We don't need to keep seeing that list go up. And one of the simplest things you can do to keep yourself safe also in that vehicle is buckle that seatbelt. So far, 47% of the people that have been killed so far this year did not put that seatbelt on.
And yes, you're absolutely right. That is really important to remember. And now can you talk about, obviously, if you are stopped for, you know, driving intoxicated, what the penalty, what the fines might look like for that?
You know, it is absolutely no joke. If you get stopped and you're suspected of using alcohol or impaired by another drug or prescription drugs, it is absolutely no joke. It is no simple little fine and a traffic ticket and away you go. There's upwards of close to $10,000 that you're going to be spending if you're involved in getting stopped, having a tow truck, having attorney fees, court costs down the road. It is going to be a long-term ordeal that you're going to go through. It's not going to be over in just 1 or 2 weeks. it's going to be a long lasting thing that you're going to be dealing for potentially 6 to 8 months down the road. So we would strongly encourage people, think before you get behind that wheel. Think strongly. Should I be behind that wheel and risk it? Or should I just take the easy path out, call a friend, call a coworker, or have a rideshare program get you home?
Again, we have been speaking here with the Iowa State Patrol Sergeant, Alex Dinkla. And Alex, you know, I had a conversation with a member from the Perry Police Department, and they were just talking about, obviously, you know, drinking does not go well with fireworks in general, and obviously not behind the wheel, but just shooting them off and everything. So, I mean, yeah, can you kind of, I guess, corroborate with that as well?
Absolutely. You know, anytime that you use any type of substance that is going to impair your cognitive ability, physical ability, those impairments, it's affecting your body to be able to do certain little minimal tasks. And that goes right with, if you're suspected of drinking and driving, you're going to be doing just some simple, tiny little tasks that we're going to see in our judgment, find out if you've been drinking or not. And that simply goes along with shooting off the fireworks or doing those type of things. If you can't stand up, if you can't control your balance, probably shouldn't be lighting off fireworks in a community.
And again, we really appreciate you taking the time. Again, this is Iowa State Patrol Sergeant Alex Dinkla joining us here for our Dallas County Let's Talk program. And Alex, thank you so much for all the information, and I hope you have a happy 4th of July.
Hey, you guys too, and make sure that everybody is safe out there this holiday weekend.
Yes, second that completely. That is part of our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.